reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit upon his glorious throne, and all the nations will be assembled before him. And he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep and the goats. He will place the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. For I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. A stranger, and you welcomed me. Naked, and you clothed me. You cared for me. In prison, and you visited me.' Then righteous will answer him and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you or in prison and visit you?' And the king will say to them in reply, 'Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of the least brothers of mine, you did it for me.' Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. A stranger, and you gave me no welcome. Naked, and you gave me no clothing. You and in prison, and you did not care for me.' Then he will answer and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or you, or in prison, and not minister to your needs?' He will answer them, 'Amen, I say to you, what you did not do for one of these least ones, you did nothing for me.' And these will go off to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life." The Gospel of the Lord. So the Gospel is very simple. Many times you also sing, "Whatever you do to the least, you're doing it to me." It's simple, but it's difficult. Because when you serve, you have to humiliate yourself. Many times we're angry, because people didn't treat you well. That's why we do the same towards them. Where there is no love, there's no life. Eternal life means in divine love. Love of God is always be the first one to give. Always the first one to forgive. If we do not love, we are not in God. So it's simple. It's not that you are cast away from heaven, because you choose not in heaven. You choose not to love. Where there is no love, God isn't in you. But how can you tell yourself, "I'm inherit the kingdom of heaven," since your heart has no love? So the best thing is to keep Jesus in your heart. When you say you keep Jesus in your heart, means you have to listen to the Word of God through daily meditation or on Sundays. Some words from the Bible, it might touch you. Keep it in your heart. And this Word of God give you the strength to continue to love, to forgive. And the best of all is the Eucharist, the body of Christ. He comes to you, body and blood, in you. But if you don't love, He cannot enter your soul. So very simple. God is not conditionally that He doesn't love you. Because you choose not to love, not because God punishes us. God will never punish us. Only we choose not to go to God, towards God. And that's why you are outside. That's a simple thing. The first reading, a few words, I really felt very close to my heart. The word says, I myself will pasture my sheep. I myself will give them rest. The lost I will seek out. The strayed I will bring back. The injured I will bind up. The sick I will heal. For all these years in my pastoral work, not many times I feel comfortable. At times, with my human weakness, I fall into sin also. Sometimes, for quite a long period, I was asking the Lord, give me the strength. I was still weak. But thank to the Lord, I never give up. I always pray for this grace. All these years, many times, it lasts for years or months. I would like to change some habit. Very difficult. And the Lord is really listening to my call. Sometimes through the changing of the parish. Sometimes even pulling me out of Hong Kong. If you learn that I have been 6 years to Canada, God doesn't mean ask me to go there and to suffer of the cold. It's very cold. But that's the place I meet some people and they give me the light for my life. Or even in Canada, in some parishes, there are some people are gifted. They pray over me and I'm changed. So it's amazing. God's amazing towards me. All these years, sometimes I was really despairs, but God is always close to me. I just want to tell you, don't get loose. God is close to us. Although at times we don't feel His presence, but don't give up. Pray, trust, and that's the only way we can be always close to the Lord. And most important, forget things about what will be tomorrow. Jesus always wants us, don't worry about things of tomorrow. Just take the cross today. I think you learned one of the gospel parables. A man, that year, harvest, beautiful. So he said, I will build a barn for me, so next year I can rest. Through the parable, Jesus make a comment. Stupid fellow. Tonight, God is calling back to him. Then you prepare for tomorrow. Next year, you can rest. You rest first, already in the Lord. You see, many times, you are thinking too much things of tomorrow, and too much things of the yesterday, saying, "Well, I'm sorry. Important. Live well every present moment. God is present in every moment. Eternity means ever present. So when you, this time, you wholeheartedly pay attention, in attending the Mass, you are in Him. That's your heaven. That God is close to you. Don't think too much about tomorrow. Little things of yesterday. I like Mother Teresa is teaching all the priests, telling them always, say your Mass as if this is your first Mass, the last Mass, the unique Mass. Tell us, priest, because you're used to, you know, wandering. Mother Teresa, he knows all the priests going to his house and say the Mass, and then, you know, fast and absent-minded. At times, we too. You've been so many years. You're more lucky. You are baptized, most of you, when you are a baby. I was baptized when I was 12 years old. It's different. You have this gift from birth. I don't. I come from a Buddhist family. My father is the one who contributed lots of money to the Buddhist temple. I'm supposed to be a Buddhist. God is very good. He invited me to come to Catholic Church. In fact, I was studying in a Protestant school, Baptist. I was ready to get baptized, and God is calling me in the Catholic Church. So I cannot say so many things. God is really keep his hand on me. You too. He never missed anybody. Just trust and believe and thank that we are called to follow him.